Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
Hello, my name is Becca Bryn Manla from Ely, Minnesota. I'm the author of the award-winning memoir, Hauling Water, Reflections on Making a Home in the North Woods, published by Raven Productions and available at www.ravenwords.com. I'm reading a few excerpts from Hauling Water. Marriage and life in the woods near Ely, Minnesota, is sometimes idyllic. Fishing on a small lake with Mike, 8:30 p.m. Another couple and their yellow lab were here when we arrived. We walked on down the shore. A beaver swam just in front of our bobbers and slapped its tail. It circled some more and slapped again. We moved a little farther down the shore and are fishing among the half-sunken skeletons of trees, most of them probably felled by our slap-happy friend and her relatives. This is a steep-sided little bowl of a lake. A mixture of red and white pines, marbled with aspen, march up the sides and over the edges. The languid quiet of a summer evening seeps in, filling the bowl. A loon on the far side spreads its wings and churns the water, the sound nowhere near as loud as our teenagers' music at home. The woman's laughter comes to us frequently. The fluttering of the wings of small birds create low vibrations in our ears. Their occasional squeaky toy chirping has replaced the wood thrush's flute and the drumming of grouse we heard when we first settled on the bank. No-see-ums, Mike calls them flying jaws, are the only flies in our ointment tonight, and they aren't being their customary fierce selves. We take home only a few new itchy spots. The only thing on our stringer is another lovely summer evening. And then, sometimes life and marriage are not so easy. I was stamping around after having a big argument with Mike. I wound up at the Chapel Lake Overlook, but I had up too much steam to stop there. I made my way down the wet and very slippery shelves of rock without landing on my backside, except in places where I slid down on purpose. I clambered along the shore in my ugly, ill-fitting old tennis shoes, mumbling angry retorts. But then the plash and rumble of a river interrupted my arguments. There are no rivers on that hillside. I found a trickle of water that sang sweetly, but it wasn't the source of the rumble. Finally, I stopped moving. I noticed tiny streams of water braided with roots, rocks, earth, and other rivulets as they scurried downward. The surfaces of little puddles with indeterminate edges were nervous with movement, as miniature falls spilled over root dams. What made the rumble was where the spill was invisible. The water ran in a myriad of small caves formed by the tumble of mossy rocks and the basketry of roots. A thin skin of duff, soil, and moss stretched over the top. It was a drum being played from the inside. The beat was the quick pace of a chickadee's heart, but with a deep, full thrum of moose hooves. An inch of rain gave this hillside a voice. As if in response, sizzle orange mushrooms, with flutes as wide open as French horns, sprouted. Three of them played a fanfare of color across the freshened greens of the mosses, the red-brown of the earth, and the glistening black of fallen branches. I listened for quite a while before the hidden river could drum away my resentments. Finally, I had to admit the argument started when I gave unsolicited advice. Luckily, I stayed long enough to admit to myself, but not necessarily to Mike, that my advice wasn't even very good.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.